In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, and the number one shrimp podcast.
Yep,
hosted by Mel and an interracial best friend duo. Mailbag was crazy this week, AB, with shrimp, heated shrimp discussion.
People on our side are against us. I feel like we might have went a little overboard on the shrimp.
No such
thing. For people's taste.
We did. We might have got iodine poisoning. That's what happens. We ate so many shrimp. I don't want to do a lot of shrimp talk now because it's going to be
It's going to be a lot later.
It's going to be a lot. I'd say most people kind of played along and felt like it wasn't enough shrimp. There were some like, hey, it was just an app or whatever. But anyway, I thought that would have been the end of the shrimp content. But I'd say most of the first half of this episode was deeply rooted
shrimp.
In that
yeah.
conflict.
Yep.
Anything else before we get going?
No, good episode. I'll say that. I enjoyed myself all the way through, start to finish.
Well, we're on track for like one of those seasons where there's no rose ceremonies to end episodes again.
Yeah, I don't like that, obviously.
doesn't seem like it's slowing down anytime soon, but yeah, I like a couple of things that happened for sure.
The rose ceremonies during this season, especially, have seemed like an afterthought.
They're in the weirdest spots
of the episode. I don't care. It's not at the beginning of episodes.
It's not at the beginning either. Yeah.
It's not at either. So I really don't care about them. I have no idea what week we're on.
It's weird.
Don't care about the rose ceremonies right now. Once we get a little further, I'll start caring. But right now, it's really no big deal.
Morning at Bachelor Mansion. We're talking about Shanae. We're talking about Elizabeth. The house consensus, according to Jill, is that Shanae is irrational in targeting Elizabeth. There's some discussion, maybe we should approach Clayton as a group, threaten to strike until the Shanae sanctions are lifted. Very similar to the boys' unions of recent seasons.
This is the first meeting of a potential union to see...
Just rumble.
Just test the water, see how much... How many people?
Hey,
can we get involved?
Can we get a majority?
Can we get a majority? Do we have the power?
No. It's not similar to this at all, but I can't stop thinking about when Michael hangs out with the guys in the warehouse in the office and they start mentioning a union, but he wants so badly to have this rapport with them. He's like, yeah, for sure, union. Anyway. Everyone's in the living room waiting for the cocktail party to start. This is kind of some polite airing of grievances. Shanae says, some of you guys don't even acknowledge me. Don't love that. But Clayton walks in. Says, we got to get to the bottom of this lingering feud before we get started. Anything on this before we get to the...
No, Shanae to the group. Like you said, some of you don't acknowledge me. Then one girl... This is classic villain stuff. Yeah. One girl goes, so who specifically are you talking about? And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. About something
not
she just
names.
Brought up. No,
Can
I
you name
don't
one?
Want to, I don't want to talk about this. No, I'm not. I won't do it.
Shanae and Elizabeth outside with Clayton.
What'd you think about Clayton's rose tie?
It was fine. Design-wise or width-wise?
Both of those. And then also... Where my head went was, this man is a company man through and through. They gave him a bachelor brand tie, and he's going to wear it.
It probably is.
Like wearing an NFL hat.
A bachelor brand tie, set of ties coming.
Fall on the shield.
When I saw it, I thought, one thing I didn't mention when we were talking about fashion last week was, tie width is always captured on, the tie width of the moment is always captured on this show.
Are we getting bigger again?
I don't think we'll ever be as big as we were, tie width wise. Some of those ties got out of control. It's a waste of fabric. It's just bad business to include that much fabric. You don't need that much. But they're definitely, the skinny skinny is...
Skinny's gone. Those days skinny's over, dead. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Sinead Elizabeth, they're outside with Clayton. Make no mistake, this was about the shrimp event. A
that
few
is
people in the house tried to say it
wasn't. Exclusively what this is about.
This integrity is being called into question based on the events of the shrimp event.
Only, yeah.
Quick power rankings. The top four Bachelor Conflict buzzwords used by Shanae in one run-on sentence. Number four is lying.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is toxic.
Sure.
Number two is bullying.
That's
a
big
hot
one.
One right now.
That's very hot right now.
And number one is fake. Fake is the Michael Jordan of Bachelor Conflict buzzwords. It'll never go off the top throne. It doesn't matter how far the new ones come.
Sure.
So Elizabeth asks Sinead to define, you know, enumerate an instance of bullying, a specific bullying thing. And Sinead brings up the shrimp situation. She says, you made shrimp, I ate it, then I made shrimp, you ignored me when I offered you that shrimp, nobody even looked at me. I'm pretty sure they took the shrimp too. I feel like they took it also.
One person took the shrimp, nobody else acknowledged her. Like, it was, Sinead came out and was like, hey girls, I got shrimp. And then one girl was like, oh, thanks girl, and took the shrimp. None of the other girls acknowledged her. None.
A cursory viewing of these last two episodes would have you believe that it's Sinead and everyone else feels the same way about Sinead. Uniform, but it's not the case. There's some crossover, like Shanae even mentioned.
Some people are not being loud about it.
They're not being shown. I think it
Man,
was.
They're not being shown. Yeah,
I forgot who it was, but Shanae mentioned we made shrimp. Her and someone else made that plate of shrimp. Mm. Like you just said, someone took the shrimp.
Someone took the shrimp and was nice to her there. Yeah.
So
but
it's
there
not
was a
uniform.
Group. No, there's different. There's sides here, but they're making it seem like it's all against.
Gotta boil it
against
down.
Shanae.
Sure.
I'm gonna say a lot of stuff that's gonna be pro Shanae this episode.
I am too, and I'm very concerned about my.
I'm concerned. I'm also concerned.
But I have.
I'm
to...
just letting you know in advance. The way I saw it was leaning more towards Shanae, and I'll get to specific instances later.
I don't know if I'm glad to hear that. But I'm. Yeah. It is comforting to know I'm not alone. I'll put
You're
this
not
way.
Alone.
After I did my notes and watched the episode and thought about it, I never do this, but I wanted to get like a temperature of how people are feeling. And this is not an accurate. Like, am I getting in trouble tomorrow? Is how I look at some of it
with
sometimes.
My opinion with these notes that I got here. Yeah, am I going to be
know.
In trouble?
I don't know. I feel like this is contrarian. I feel like it is. But I went to some tweet about from. I just clicked on a Clayton tweet
sure.
and read replies, which is something I never do because that's
you
spoilers
don't
galore.
Get in there. Yeah, you don't want to get in those replies. Never.
Everybody was like, can't believe you said Sinead's the worst.
That's how I got
I think it's a universal.
That's how I got spoiled on one season of The Challenge once was clicked on a tweet and then just randomly someone had spoiled it in the comments with no likes. It's like, you're the worst scum of the earth if you're doing that type of stuff. They're doing it specifically for
it.
People to just randomly see a spoiler. What joy do you get out of that?
I don't get any joy from reading it.
Yeah, I don't understand. You don't know that I even got spoiled, so you're just doing it out of pure evil.
Oh, it was simply, it wasn't like a comment, a relevant comment.
Had nothing to do with
it. It was just like, this is the
end. It was a challenge tweet, I guess.
Oh, don't do, yeah.
But it wasn't, it had nothing to do with who would win, and then there it was, yeah.
We're way off track here.
That's the type of stuff that happens, though.
Back on track. So Elizabeth says she wasn't outside when Sinead offered the shrimp. Quote, I was upstairs. After I ate, I went upstairs and showered.
Lie detector test.
Bring in the Bravo producers.
Yeah, we need it.
You were in the
I
hot
need...
tub when she offered the shrimp.
This is when you bring out the Michael Jordan tablet and you hand her the tablet and you say, wait a second.
That
is that
it.
You?
That's it.
Is that you?
You need tablets. They need a tablet. Have tablets. They gotta have tablets to show this stuff. I want to see live reactions of them realizing they're caught.
Yeah.
In front of Clayton. I want Clayton to have one. Everyone get around this tablet. Hit play, Clayton. And then they all three of them watch it together and just watch things explode.
That has to happen. Brilliant.
I don't know why you wouldn't right here. You have all three of them there. It would have been explosive.
So Shanae was trying to establish Elizabeth is a liar. Or lied in an instance. The term liar is thrown around too loosely for my liking. But Elizabeth
lied. One
lie
doesn't equal a liar.
No, and there's no hard line. Now, how many lies does it take to equal a liar? No. Center the Tootsie Roll. What were you going to say? Sorry.
In this circumstance, based on what I know, Elizabeth lied.
It seems...
Shanae is right here.
It seems to be that Elizabeth was untruthful about where she was when Shanae offered the... Maybe she forgot. Plausible deniability. Because if you ignore good enough, you won't even remember that.
I don't forget when I'm in hot tubs.
No.
If you're like, AB, were you in a hot tub yesterday?
I can remember every time I've ever been in a hot tub.
I can remember that I was in a hot tub. Like, months ago, if you asked me, did you go in a hot tub on that trip? It's either a yes or no, and I know for certain. You don't go in hot tubs.
I can't remember if I was in a hot tub.
You don't go in hot tubs and not remember yourself going in the hot tub. So I find it hard to believe a few days earlier... She's forgetting that she was in a hot tub and there were shrimp around and I snubbed Shanae. I find that hard to believe. That's all.
Elizabeth is taking the high road in terms of temperament. No doubt there. She says, I've been nothing but kind and respectful to you.
Well, I think she's taking the road of, I don't even know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like this was such a small thing. I don't know what we're doing here. Just playing that game.
Meanwhile, Clayton, in between them, wondering, you know, what's become of his life. Didn't expect to be moderating a debate about shrimp. And moderating is a generous word. He's not doing anything. He's just sitting there. So he walks away.
Did Elizabeth say something about it? Everyone needed to acknowledge her?
Elizabeth or Shanae?
Excuse me, Shanae. Shanae went out and was not acknowledged. That was the main thing.
She mentioned that.
Okay.
But the sticking point became Elizabeth claiming she wasn't in the hot tub when she was.
Yes.
So okay. Once Shanae had that information, she used that to say Elizabeth is a liar because she was incorrect about
this. She's
definitely
in the hot tub, yeah.
So Shanae asks Elizabeth, are you really going to act like you were in the hot tub? Mm-hmm. They did not show Elizabeth answering yes or no to that. Instead, she said, I don't like how aggressive you're being. Things. Aggressive would have made my power rankings.
Aggressive's a good one, yeah.
That would have been low, but it would have made it if Shanae said it. But anyway, so Elizabeth, Meredith Marks, disengages. She says, I'm disengaging and walks away. Because I'm a lady. Ladies disengage. Capital L. And Shanae says, a fake one. Elizabeth misheard this and walked in and declares to the room that I think Shanae just
this
called
me really
fat.
Unfortunate. Yeah.
This was a miscommunication.
This was a really unfortunate miscommunication because then she announced it to the group and it's like, oh.
Now
everyone's anti-Shanae.
There's no... Because when Shanae comes in the room with the shrimp and is like, yeah. What are you going to do? Everyone in the room thinks Shanae just called Elizabeth fat. It's a hostile room anyway.
Very
but
hostile.
That just
yes.
Multiplies it by 10.
Yeah. That was a really unfortunate. I'm gonna give Elizabeth the benefit of the doubt.
I think she really did hear that. Yeah.
But it was a really unfortunate misunderstanding there.
That's a Yanni
but
Laurel.
Fortunate for us.
That's a Yanni Laurel situation. I wasn't for sure until I rewatched it with headphones on and closed captions. Until then, you could have sold me if I didn't, you know, do my due diligence.
I went back and listened. It was clear she did not say fat, but
no.
Also clear, Elizabeth heard her say that. That's what
I
she
think
heard.
So. I think
Cause
so.
She's walking away.
After the break, Elizabeth explains to the group what the disagreement is. This is for context. I can't believe it. I don't really care about any of this. I can't believe how in depth we're going. But this is for context of if
this needs to be broken down.
This
like
needs
this.
To be broken down a little bit.
This
because
has to be this detailed.
Elizabeth explains what the group is. Or explains to the group what the disagreement is.
Yes.
It is who made what shrimp, when, and who offered it to whom, and where we were
in
when
it occurred. In what hot tub.
In what hot tub.
Yes.
And she didn't say it explicitly, but Elizabeth seemed to imply that she had no idea Shanae made the second thing of shrimp, and in fact was not even there to witness it.
Yep. That's how I took it.
Okay. Anyway, they have a special, you know, table of hors d'oeuvres, which I've never seen at a cocktail party before. Also,
well, they don't
outside
usually
for
show
some
this.
Reason.
They don't usually show the food, to be fair. But I promise you, those shrimp aren't always on there.
No, those are last minute.
Those are menu change. Those are we got to get shrimp on the menu tonight.
So Shanae enters a room where everyone's waiting with a plate of shrimp. What did you make of this conversation before it turned into a shouting match?
It was kind of between Genevieve and Shanae at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Shanae walks in with the shrimp and she's offering it to everybody like she did with the other shrimp.
I don't think she offered anybody any of the shrimp, did she?
At this time? Yeah, she was offering the shrimp. She's like, these are really good shrimp. Does anyone want any? It was good. Things just got turned up a little bit between these two.
Genevieve brought up the ADHD outing by Shanae, which is two episodes ago
at this
point. Yeah,
that's too long ago.
It's no doubt Shanae in the wrong.
Sure.
For that entire... However, that is not what this particular
what we're talking about.
Thing is about. Everyone can agree that Shanae, the ADHD outing...
She's wrong.
...is wrong.
Even her mentor, who she has now surpassed, by the way...
Well, I have a comparison.
Student becomes
for
the
ages. The
master, but even her mentor at the time threw her under the bus and
she's
was like "You, that was fucked up of you.
Can't do that."
But that's not what we're talking about. Again,
this is about the shrimp.
This
the
is
shrimp
about
only.
The shrimp, shrimp and shrimp only.
This is where we operate. You know, it's tough for me to operate.
I would have liked
plot.
To hear more from the other people. Does anyone remember Shanae bringing those shrimp out? I know someone took those shrimp.
Yeah.
I remember it in my head. Someone. Everyone else was still just talking, acting like it wasn't happening, and someone grabbed the shrimp and was like, thanks, girl, and started eating the shrimp. Someone could have
someone ate
confirmed
that
it.
Well,
but we didn't see that.
This Genevieve tried to make this not about the shrimp, so Shanae says something, would you rather have a liar in the house? She's calling Elizabeth a liar, mm-hmm. And Genevieve's like, why is Elizabeth a liar? Tell me why Elizabeth is
the
a
shrimp.
Liar. So Shanae sets up the reveal by asking the question, do you guys remember when I brought out the shrimp? And then Genevieve says, enough with the shrimp.
Yeah.
This isn't about the shrimp. And I'm watching. I'm like,
Genevieve,
it is about the shrimp. This is all it's about.
All about the shrimp. That's all we're talking
about. It's
about
the shrimp and the hot tub. So Sinead's going, was Elizabeth in the hot tub when I asked you about the shrimp? There's some back and forth about whether or not Elizabeth was in the hot tub. And Genevieve kept saying it didn't matter because it's just shrimp. It's in the grand scheme of things, what does shrimp matter? But that is all that matters right now, is where Elizabeth
yes.
was. The whole conflict is whether or not she was in the hot tub when the shrimp came out. Anyway. And then Jesse pops in and says, hey.
This is obviously a cancel situation. It's shut the studio down. It's obvious. What are you going to have a cocktail party after this? No way. Let's take care of this.
I love, I mean, it's become one of my favorite things is
me
shutting
too.
The studio
every time
down.
I hear it now, I think about shut the studio down.
With their long stretch where I was like, you can't keep canceling cocktail parties. And now
no,
I only
them,
want
keep
cocktail
canceling,
parties to be canceled.
Cancel the cocktail parties.
A couple notes here. Jill and Gabby are funny. They had a lot of good one-liners here, both Jill and Gabby. There's some theories about Gabby in the mailbag.
Oh.
About her future. But the cocktail party being canceled kind of throws everyone into disarray. Elizabeth is crying. She feels sick. People are going home without getting time.
She said something to the camera that made it seem to me like she thought for sure she was getting a rose.
What did she say?
She said, nobody deserves this. She's crying. Nobody deserves this. It's disgusting at this point. And to see some of my best girlfriends, which I want to stop you right there.
Yeah, I wrote that as well.
She said some of your best
early.
Girlfriends.
I think she said ever, too. She was like, of all time.
She said, in the world. She
in
said,
the world?
Some of my best girlfriends in the world be so torn apart and, like, leave and have given up so much to be here. It's like, now that I know what happened, she seemed pretty confident there that she was getting a rose, right?
Oh, you're saying she was sad about other people leaving more than the possibility of her leaving.
I don't think she thought she was leaving at all.
Yeah, I didn't.
She lost me there with the best friends.
The best friends absolutely lost me. Listen, let me counterpoint. These people do kind of. These contestants go on the show and they really are friends for life, even though it's only been
whatever,
9 days. It happens over and over again. These people, now maybe it's for clout going on Instagram. They want to
feel like they build that bond after, though, when they start. You know, when they're in the house, I'm sure they're friends right now, but that's not your best friend yet.
4 days.
Later, when you've both become influencers or promoting the same stuff, you're showing up at the same events and all this other stuff. That's how I can see you being best friends. I'm not arguing that you can't be best friends with someone on your show. I think that happens often. Mm-hmm. But right now, in this scenario, these aren't some of your best friends.
Roses, the rose ceremony.
Don't care.
Marlene.
Until the end. Simply put, don't care about these rose ceremonies.
Well, I mean, this was a good one. This was surprising.
This was surprising.
Marlena, Teddy, Rachel, Mara Marinara, Sierra, Susie, Jill, Serene, Genevieve, Hunter, Lindsay, Shanae.
A lot of funny comments in here about, I can't believe I'm going to fucking go home because of these shrimp.
Yeah. Listen, I had Shanae as like the next person to go home after last week's episode. I thought Shanae was going home, and I thought Elizabeth, I had her like fifth or something.
Yeah.
Definitely in the second tier. So this was a shocker.
This was a shocker on multiple levels. Number one, this conflict could continue for at least another episode, and you could get a two-on-one out of this. Yeah. So I'm surprised the producers let him send her home. Shocking in that sense. And then also I thought Elizabeth and Clayton had some sort of connection. I don't know.
I did too.
I thought the same thing as you.
Yeah, this was great. I thought for sure.
I was very surprised.
Keep them both.
Keep them both.
This was the third possibility.
Yeah.
Just Shanae, not Elizabeth. I didn't think that was happening.
Yeah.
Here's my perception of the Shanae-Elizabeth feud. There's going to be a lot of listeners who think I'm pro Shanae. Shanae did nothing wrong. Broadly, Shanae is the worst offender, if you want to put it that way. And it's definitely understandable by why most people in the house want to see her leave and why they're sympathetic towards Elizabeth. Elizabeth appears to be far more respectful interpersonally than Shanae is. And the ADHD thing, that's a red line that Shanae crossed a couple of weeks ago. But this debate about the shrimp, as we discussed, has a lot of gray area. I don't know why Elizabeth didn't just admit to being in the hot tub. It's not as if that would have hurt her case with Clayton, who, by the way, was not listening and was not paying attention to anything that was being said. So I don't know why she didn't just say, like, yeah, I was in the hot tub and we didn't want to talk to you. And that's kind of, then that's it. Then Shanae has no ammo to say Elizabeth is a liar.
I'm not looking at the ADHD stuff at all. In fact, I hadn't thought about this until you brought it up. I forgot that happened. I'm talking about this specific shrimp gate. This event is what I'm talking about. I think Elizabeth, at least from what we were given, was in the wrong. And I thought she came off shady and like in front of Clayton acting a certain way. I do think she tried to, it felt like everyone against Shanae to me, which is a form of bullying. I'm not saying she's a bully. Hey, again. But to me, it felt like they'd come back, like they'd get in an argument one-on-one, and then Elizabeth would come back and rile up the girls with a lie. And then everyone would get even more mad at Shanae based on, Shanae didn't tell any lies. She was telling the truth about all this, from what I could understand.
She's kind of rude about it. And
she's very rude. She's off-putting with how she brings, how she handles conflict. There's no doubt about that about Shanae.
I don't think you can completely eliminate the other things outside the shrimp debate, because that contributes to how everyone in the house is feeling about her for the most part.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I get why they want Shanae out. I do get it. I think Clayton probably is getting a lot of grief. I made the mistake of reading replies to his tweet, like I said. So everyone's upset that he sent Elizabeth home and not Shanae.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know a lot of the stuff that goes on. He doesn't see it.
No.
It happens. Leads do this. They get blinded. Anyway, I don't care that much. I'm kind of glad. I wish Elizabeth was staying because we could get some more. There's more meat on that bone.
Agreed.
But Shanae appears to be going far. We might have our first villain, real person who relishes
Oh, well,
being
Corinne.
Disliked going a real long way,
don't
but in a long
Corinne.
Time.
Yeah, since Corinne.
Since Corinne.
Yeah.
All right, that was exhaustive and too long. And anyway, the next day, Genevieve and Gabby, they're reckoning with the fact that they have to continue living with Shanae.
I wrote here, just one more thing about that Elizabeth thing.
Why not?
Live note. OMFG, he sent Elizabeth home, ? My goodness, that's funny. This keeps our Peter wishes for Clayton alive.
Absolutely. That's
in
the first
terms
thing I thought.
Of making bad decisions.
And what
stuff
happened
that'll
on the group?
Rile up the house, especially. Yeah. That's what made Peter great. He'll do something. He'll do something. He doesn't care. If you have 20 people in the house and his decision's going to make one person happy, but 19 people furious and ready to go home, he'll do it without even thinking about those 19.
Well, that's the key. He didn't know.
What Clayton gives me here.
In the group, Shanae says, a weight's been lifted off my shoulders. No one responds. This is a classic editing tactic. The lone wolf contestant will say something like loudly and proudly, but mildly controversial, and then they don't show anybody responding. There's no date today, Jesse says, here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
We're going on a worldwide international journey. Starting with Houston.
Rem, I'm going to need you, Jesse, I'm going to need you not to say worldwide international journey for love, and then we're going to Houston.
I would agree.
I'm going to need you not to say that. That gets my hopes up, and then we're going to Houston. We're hopping in like a charter bus down to Houston.
I thought we were going to Geneva.
Yeah.
Or Macau.
You could have saved that speech for after we're leaving Houston to go somewhere better. I'm sure I got no issues with Houston. I'm just saying I expected international, like he told me. That's all.
Houston. They're there. Lindsay's from Houston.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Lindsay W.
There's only one Lindsay left.
Okay.
Don't confuse me by throwing in a surname initial. Clayton was shocked to see his old friend, legitimately shocked to see his friend.
Clayton? Oh, no. Yeah.
That's not the friend's name.
What's the friend's name?
The friend's name is Clarence. Here are my Clarence power rankings. Number one is Clarence Weatherspoon, former Philadelphia 76er. I feel like I've done Clarence power rankings before, honestly, on this show.
It's not the first time I mentioned Clarence Weatherspoon. Is that the only person?
No, number two is Clarence from 8 Mile.
Okay, see.
Played by Anthony Mackie.
My and note here is in that vein. I said the only black Clarence I know is the Clarence from 8 Mile. That's what I wrote here. I forgot about Clarence Weatherspoon. Who's the third?
Clarence, Clayton's friend Clarence.
Oh. So we got Clarence, the Clarence from 8 Mile.
Yeah.
And Clarence Weatherspoon. And those are the Clarences.
Anyway, they met at Mizzou, both played football. Clarence is a dad and he's married. Says, marriage, another beast, man. It's the real deal. Clayton says, yeah, whatever. I'll still get engaged. I don't care. A lot of filler footage. Let's jump to the date card. Shout out AB, says the date card. You called this Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
You had her number 3 last week.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that we didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Leads me to believe you might have read a couple things.
I did not read any spoilers. I didn't see any video of what's coming up next. I just got a vibe from them together.
Well, I got that vibe too.
My goodness.
Yeah. Anything else to say about this before we get to the date?
About Clarence and Clayton? No.
Oh, if you have anything? I don't know.
No, I don't have anything about these two.
They're playing ball. Rachel date, daytime. Maybe the earliest leg wrap I think we've ever seen.
This leg wrap and makeout made me feel like these two knew each other before this show started.
It didn't seem like a first date.
Or they just haven't shown us their connection fully. This was an early leg wrap. You're right. And makeout. That's how usually they act after they've, the day after they've met
Clayton's
parents.
They've met each other's families. Yeah.
And then they have another date before the engagement. This is the leg wrap makeout that happens there and only there.
I agree.
You might have a leg wrap earlier, but you're not going to have a leg wrap make out in his arms.
Where do they go from here?
Extended.
Where do they go from here in terms of physical touch upon introduction? Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go.
These two are. Clyde says, when I'm with Rachel, everything else seems to vanish.
Hmm.
They ride horses, just relaxing until they come upon a park with a bunch of dudes grilling food. Yes.
The way these, I wrote here, the way these two are looking at each other, what the fuck is going on?
Are you implying that we're legitimately missing some details about?
I don't know what's going on. The way they're looking at each other, Rib. Just don't. I haven't seen this before.
I think she's got him.
I am implying that, yes.
I think she's got him eating out of the palm of her hand.
Why, though? They haven't. This is the first time we've seen.
On a string.
I mean, I had her in my power rankings based on one conversation we saw. But I wouldn't have expected this.
It wasn't just a conversation, though. It was the legs interlocking as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I found this extremely weird. to just hang out with another group of people your age. Not famous. Not old.
Just another family.
The only two types of people that are guests on The Bachelor in this way are celebrities.
Old people.
And old people. Old married 30, couples.
40 plus years of marriage.
Oh,
that can
60.
Speak to it. What is this random barbecue family
doing? I don't even know
these
people
are
married.
Love?
I don't know anything about them.
We don't know anything. I assume maybe some of them are married, but really, they're just barbecue kings and queens.
Hey, want to hang out? So we got Clay. We got this stranger asking Clayton, are you ready to settle down? Yeah, he's the bachelor. Of course he's not ready to settle down. Then Clayton gives a little speech after they eat, thanking this group of strangers. Not much.
Just a weird, just a weird date. You're not wrong. It's weird. This is weird.
And they go up by the pond. Their relationship has progressed so fast that they zoom past last names.
Fly right by them.
Not a ton of conversational substance here, AB. What did you think about the interaction, though?
These two are cute together, Rim. Mm. And she does this thing. It's an interesting move that I've never seen before. It's a whisper. She whispers so the audio, you can barely even fucking just pick it up. And it makes it feel like it's just Rachel and Clayton there. Okay? She does it often. And it's good. I've never seen anything like it.
She was whispering, touching his earlobe.
The way
Let's
they were looking at each
that
other?
Either.
Let's never overlook an earlobe touch. Never.
Won't find me doing it. They have a cuddle connection and a makeout mastery. This is all I needed to see. Rachel's a lock for the top three. I did not intend for that to be a poem, but it was. Rachel's a lock for a top three.
Period. She's a lock, and if she's not number one on your power rankings, you're wrong right now.
I think I might be wrong. Well, stay tuned, but...
Okay.
She's a lock for the top three.
Clayton seemed...
What is he going to
send
her home?
Like a better bachelor around her, too.
What do you mean by that?
I thought he was better. Just more enjoyable. Goofy Clayton.
Yeah.
Fun.
They're good together.
Cute. These two are cute.
Yeah, they're cute. They're cute.
Are you kidding me?
Back at the house. Just a date card. Everyone but Serene. I miss this.
It's everyone but Serene. Everyone was mad. Everyone was talking about how they don't want Shanae on the group date because she's going to ruin things.
No, but so then what, do you want to have a one-on-one date?
Yeah, I
don't
understand.
Would you rather have that?
Yeah, what do you want?
She's got to be on the group date. So 13 people on that group date. Anything else there?
No, it's a fair concern, though. Sinead has ruined a lot of group dates already in the short season.
So it's what she's best at. Rachel date, nighttime, some barn. I didn't like this. This was a silly delivery by Clayton. When he was like, there's one thing I wanted to bring up, and they made it seem like,
some sort of
some
concern.
Serious.
Yeah.
No. It was just, they were kind of forced to present it that way because of how he delivered it.
He wonders how she's here, how she's not already a wife.
Yeah.
Because you are so great.
And she says, actually, I've been thinking about that. I've got it all going on. And then she goes into her, when she was a kid, she always knew she wanted to be a pilot. She started that sentence with, I don't want to scare you away. I'm not sure why that would, your desire to be a pilot would scare. Maybe because she's married to the game, the pilot game. You know, you'll always come second. Skip Bayless. She said she didn't have the best previous relationship. Her boyfriend would look at women who posted online whose husbands traveled and cheated. So he thought pilot, she must be up to the same.
She's going to be traveling a lot. She must be cheating.
She must be cheating. She had no support from him. She wants to be a family. She wants to have a family and be a mom. Clayton says, I don't have any concerns. Rachel starts tearing up because Clayton doesn't think she'd cheat on him because of her chosen profession. Could possibly lend itself to that. And she says, thank you. You spoke everything I need to hear.
You got it.
You got it. She's crying. They kiss. These two kiss like wildfire. I don't know. A hot, something hot and rapidly expanding. Anything else on this
interaction? Completely out of control fire.
There's nothing you can do to stop this.
Nothing a person can do here to stop this wildfire.
The only way to stop these two when they're making out is to pour water on them from a helicopter. That's it.
Yes,
the only way you're slowing this down.
It probably won't work.
No. Anything, depending on the water temperature, might make it worse. But these two. Clayton's got one more surprise. The best surprise ever.
I thought your surprises so far have sucked, Clayton. All we did was talk with a family that I don't care about and we'll never see again.
Well, to his credit, he's not hyping these surprises up.
Okay.
This was a quote from Rachel. This was the best surprise ever, seeing Restless Road.
Gotcha.
The song's about growing old with you, AB, raising some kids with our last name.
This is just generic. I got nothing to say about Restless Road, Rem. I don't know who they are.
They finished fourth on X Factor in 2013.
Okay, that's my show.
That's what I thought. The year shocks me. I thought this was a high school aged. Yeah, I thought this was a high school aged band. The hot new thing, Restless Road.
I feel like I watched that season. I don't know for sure. I think I've watched all the seasons. I assume I saw these guys.
If I were in the room, I'd have gone, buzz them out of there. No. I like X Factor. Same year as Kane Brown, whom they're associated with, according to Wikipedia.
Was Kane Brown on X Factor?
Apparently.
Okay, I must have missed this season. I must have missed this entire season then.
Cheated and I lied. I don't know Kane Brown. People acting like I don't know Kane Brown. I hear you. I do.
You think Rim doesn't know Kane Brown?
I got my toes dipped in all sorts of. The Bachelor's hottest new trend is called rose delivery in front of a musical performance.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's very weird. I don't understand it.
Just do it before you go in the room.
Just do it before, and then you can enjoy the rest.
We know they're getting, if you take them to the surprise room, we know they're getting the rose.
You know what, Rim, though? I just had this thought. This might set up later in the season. He has a one-on-one with someone he isn't feeling it with. He brings them up in front of give me a name.
I'm trying to think of an obscure.
I'm trying to think of a made up one that could possibly be
true. Tennille Arts, the legendary Tennille Arts. It has to be.
So he brings them in front of Tennille Arts and then dumps them. And then Clayton's, the girl walks out and Clayton's just standing there and they're having to play in front of just
a sad
Clayton.
Song.
That's the moment. That's the moment we're doing this for. And it'll be worth it. All this awkwardness will be worth it.
We have had instances where the lead doesn't give the one-on-one a rose.
Oh, yeah. Fireworks?
And then goes to the fireworks and sadly watches the fireworks. If they go in and listen to a concert.
I don't remember that ever happening, but it's setting it up. And that visual is why they're doing this. And I'm sure it happens later now that we've thought about it.
Oh, I think that's fanciful. At the end, Clayton allegedly whispers, I will never dim your light. Now,
I think waffled when he said that.
I will never dim your light.
Whoa, dude. Relax. And he had this big, goofy Clayton smile on his face because he knew he killed it.
I think he said it.
Okay, you're casting a lot of doubt on it.
But they made him re-record it. The audio was too clear. Way too clear.
Yeah.
It sounded like this. I will never dim your light. Mike's didn't pick it up like that.
No.
Come on.
Listen, he knew he slam dunked that line, though. That was a good line. I don't care. I'll never dim your light.
Her light was dimmed by our previous relationship. And now he's not here to do that. He's going to turn her light into a bonfire through emotional support. Back at the house, Cassidy is Drew Bledsoe, and Shanae is Tom Brady. Cassidy was eliminated from the season due to a freak accident.
Wow.
The discovery of her ongoing relationship. That came out of nowhere. Couldn't have predicted that.
Could not be predicted.
She was on track to have a good season. Drew Bledsoe was there. The Patriots were going to be good that year.
Absolutely.
And now Shanae replaced her and is entrenched for the long haul.
As one of the GOATs. Like one of the GOAT villains.
She might win the Super Bowl.
Good comparison.
What'd you make of Genevieve and Sierra talking?
Are they all in the same room? What is this, a suite? What's going on here?
This is a suite. They're in the common area.
Shanae's listening through the walls.
They're talking about, we got to get Shanae up out of here. Clayton needs to know.
It seemed like another meeting of the union.
Yeah,
getting
officers
on the same page. But I would have, me personally, I would have went into a separate room instead of the main room.
What do you think of Genevieve, who we both marked as a dark horse early? I feel like she's way too mixed up in the
feuds. There are multiple people that are entirely too mixed up in this situation. Too focused on it.
I think Genevieve's.
Genevieve's one. Yeah. Sierra's obviously one. And there might be a couple more. They're just too involved in this. Sometimes you just gotta, I don't care how much they wronged the group, you just gotta let it go.
It doesn't matter if you're on the right side.
It doesn't matter. Once you're
too deep.
They're
on the right side, but it doesn't matter.
If you're too deep in the mud and you keep slinging that mud, it's all mixed up. I don't even know what the right side is anymore. But I know you're not gonna win.
So I bring that up to say, we were high on Genevieve. Her enthusiastic participation in this drama, I think, will hinder her chances at getting to the Final Four, as I predicted early.
Agreed.
Anyway, Shanae overhears this discussion, also allegedly. Listen, this is playing ball. She pretended to be asleep on top of the covers and then held her ear up to the wall as if that makes it easier to hear what's going on in the other room. Just open the door.
Open the door, crack.
Crack the door. Go to the door. There's no insulation on the door. It'd probably be easier over by there. I think that's playing ball.
Getting that visual.
And then Sierra said something about Shanae being a copperhead and that she's going to get her with a shovel.
Everyone knows that's how you take out a copperhead.
Anything else from this?
No, no.
Interaction?
Nope.
Let's take a quick break.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Group date, daytime. What'd you make of the tailgating setup?
I was confused about the car.
I want to know more about it. I'm excited. I like
that. Is it a tailgate-specific car?
No, it's just an electric vehicle.
And but you can charge stuff with it?
Yeah, some solar element where you can plug stuff in.
What it seemed like the grill was like specifically made for that car.
I feel like talk about the grill.
They were using some sort of thing that I've never seen to charge, and then they stuck that into the grill. So do you need specific? What was this brand?
Hyundai.
Yeah, but what was the name of the car? Ionic or something?
Yes, yes.
So do you need to buy an Ionic and then have to buy specific grills and other items?
I would be shocked if it came with that.
You think it comes with the grill?
I think it's possible. I'm not that confident in that.
I get nervous when you change up the power situation where only one thing will charge something. I don't know. I need to know more.
You don't like dealing with adapters?
I don't want to deal with adapters.
I was intrigued by this. I was intrigued.
I was too. Obviously, I was intrigued. They were using... It looked like a fucking space. It looked like they were using... It was incredible. I just needed to know more. They probably did their job.
Yes.
Promotion. Did its job. I'm going to go look
shit on
something. I'm going to look
it up. No, I want to learn more about this vehicle. They're drinking beers. More beers. Two dates. Two beers.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody's eating, having a good time for maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes. They probably did this for 5 minutes until two football guys showed up. Jonathan Grenard and Kamu Grugier-Hill, two Houston Texans, announced that they're here to play tackle football, real life, as always on this show. Winners go to the after party, losers go home.
Flag, come on.
No. You got to fight for the lead's heart. Before this even started, I knew how it would go.
Well, you have an Olympian. And then you have a bunch of non-Olympians. Yeah, so
not even close.
An Olympian, I think sprinter. She's a sprinter.
She was a sprinter.
You just give her the ball, and then she can run.
She just runs away
past
from
everybody. It's really not.
Not rocket science here.
Not rocket science here. That's just what's going to happen. Whoever's on her team is going to go to the nighttime.
This game would play out the exact same way if you played it 1,000 times.
Absolutely.
There's no scenario where the non-Marlena team was going to win.
No. If anything, they were taking it easy.
I think so, too. She was letting other people score.
She was letting other people have the ball. If she really wanted, she could just be quarterback every time and then just run past everybody.
I think she did really want that. The way she was talking,
she
hyper-competitive.
I feel like producers made them switch things up a bit occasionally.
The Shrimp Stampede versus the Purple Punishers. Boy, we're going long here today. The Shrimp, okay.
Okay, I didn't even piece together they had Shrimp in the name of one of the teams.
Purple Punishers is not a good enough name.
Shrimp Stampede's good.
Of course. You can't have one name referencing something from the season, funny name, and then the other one is just the color of the team.
You also can't have the jersey colors so similar, Rim.
Whose idea was that?
It was dark purple and dark blue. When they showed people talking, you could not tell which team they were on.
These games are always funny because not everyone is on the same page about how seriously to take it.
Did you like the clip show of the previous Bachelor Bowls?
I wanted to not like another Bachelor tackle football game. I wanted to. But then they had that package.
The package was good.
And the package was
awesome. The history of the sport.
The history of the Bachelor Bowl with the Bachelor, you know, in Roman numerals.
Yep.
And they had like the vignette effect and old timey colorized. Credit where credit is due. That was presented perfectly.
Yeah.
Also, Jesse Palmer here with Hannah Storm.
This is an A-plus.
A-plus star pack, star power duo.
Absolute star power announcing crew. You could put those two on a Sunday afternoon on any game.
Yeah.
Then I'd be satisfied with those two.
And this is literally Jesse's job. This is his day job along with Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, about the game. Marlena, it was like that footage when Rich Eisen runs the 40 and they overlay it with the fastest guy at the combine. And it's like, it was like that. She's twice as fast.
She's at least twice as fast as every single other person on this field.
Not even close. A lot of pass interference going on, I noticed. A lot of turnovers.
Well, there did not appear to be a ref. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I did not see a ref. So the two guys were...
I think you're right.
The two Houston Texans were the coaches of the two separate teams. Clayton was doing God knows what. And then we had Hannah and Jesse announcing. I don't think they had a ref.
I don't think so either.
Anything went. It seemed like there was a turnover on every possession, too.
Well, I think they showed the blue team turning it over. They showed it happening three times
in a row.
But they had to be from different drives because it was just like, there they go, turn it over again. I'm like, how do they have the ball to turn over?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Marlena jacked up Shanae.
Yep. To Shanae's credit, she kept getting up. What's that D-Wade thing? Fall down seven times, get up.
Stand up eight.
Yeah. Fall down seven, get up eight or something
eight,
like that.
Yeah, something. It didn't make sense.
Didn't make sense, but that's what she does.
Then the refs, Shanae scores twice, Sierra scores one, and then the refs just stop the game.
Not Shanae, Marlena.
Sierra and Marlena. Who did I say?
Shanae.
Marlena and Sierra scored touchdowns. Shrimp Stampede loses, Jill said. Shanae's on this team, the Shrimp. So I'm wondering how they're going to get her in there, is what I wrote. Live. I said, how are they going to get her in there?
We kind of breezed by it, but Sierra and Shanae, there was a lot of extracurriculars going on some of these plays and after the plays, late hits, just hits in the middle of a route that wasn't called.
Tackles.
It got a little testy down there.
Well, that's what happens when you play tackle football with no ref.
With no ref, yeah.
Group date, nighttime. Shanae's not there. It's going to go great. We got Sierra, Genevieve, Sarah, Marlena, Teddy, Susie, Mara Marinara.
Wow.
Anything here?
No.
Back at the house?
No.
making them wear the pads and the uniforms on the bus back to the hotel. I like it.
Why didn't they take the pads off at the stadium where they got them?
I'm all for that kind of thing, but man, that bus had to smell. That had to stink on the way back.
It's tough, but it's needed for the shot of them sitting on a couch with the people that are back at the house talking about how they lost and they don't get to see Clayton tonight. It's worth it.
We're in full eye black.
Yeah, we're in full outfit, full pads.
Back on the date, there's just, you know, wasn't a lot going on in these segments. Back on the date, Teddy's got a scraped knee, a bad one.
Yeah.
You got to have a Band-Aid on that.
That's an open wound. I don't know why you would go without a Band-Aid and some Neosporin on that.
Neosporin?
That's gonna scar.
Oh, that scab's going to itch.
If you don't
get
Neosporin and anti-scar cream on that ASAP, it's going to scar. But why would you want it open? so it could get brushed up against things and hurt.
Yeah.
That seems like a strange choice not to band it. I would have worn something that hides it, probably. But I think she was going...
No, because you don't want to touch it. You don't want the dress, unless you... Well, you got to have a
bandaid
on it.
But if you put the bandaid on it, yeah. But I think she wanted Clayton to see it. It was kind of a tactic by her. That's the only reason I could see. And it worked. It was good.
Agreed. Serious talk. She's been having a hard time. It's a hard environment for Teddy to be in, having to gain his love. Growing up, her parents separated a lot. Her dad was gone a lot. She felt like she had to gain that love from him.
Yeah.
The time sees her, you got to maximize your time with him. Clayton's not technically around a lot with Teddy, so maybe it's similar. She's trying to learn how to not let her childhood affect how she is here with Clayton. Clayton says, yes, I was also on this show.
That's kind of what he said.
That's what all leads say. They're like, yeah, I used to be a contestant too. He says, just be you. You being you is what I like. And I think that was a good enough response from Clayton.
I like this conversation.
Teddy, just be you, Teddy. And I like hanging out with you. That's all.
That's fair. I like Teddy.
I like Teddy. Clayton likes Teddy. They kiss.
Mm-hmm. He almost brushes on her open wound.
No, he kept it. His sweet spot is right under the leg, halfway up the femur. Kind of like if legs were basketballs, he'd get called for carrying.
Okay.
Anything else there? That was a stretch, but
I like these two.
Back at the hotel, Shanae would kill to be on that date tonight. She doesn't trust that Genevieve and Sierra are going to be entirely truthful. They may or may not slander her character and be fake with Clayton. She needs to be there to monitor what those two are going to say. Back on the date. Anything else there?
No. Rules be damned.
Back on the date. Sierra tells Clayton that when he kept Shanae and not Elizabeth, the house was shocked. We believe if you had the full story, you wouldn't want someone like that to be your wife.
Wow. I mean, at this point, Sierra's crossed the point, the line of being a contender in terms of being wrapped up in this. There's no reason to do this right here.
Somebody does it always.
People do it all the time.
It's never a contender is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying people get so wrapped up in the drama. I don't know if it's the cameras or if they're trying to get part of the storyline where they lose track of that this isn't going to work for me. It's going to work in terms of getting Shanae out, I assume. Eventually.
Maybe. Probably not.
Like, I don't think Shanae's going to win. And I could see her. This hurts Shanae being involved in this. So it hurts them. But they lose track of that this also hurts me. Hmm. And I don't know if it's because she doesn't really feel it with Clayton or if she's just so wrapped up in it.
I think that's usually what happens is they feel that they no longer have... I'll do this too, and I'll go out nobly by attempting to bring down the villain.
That's what this feels like to me. This is a perfect opportunity for all the women to get to know Clayton. They're going to have extended time with him. There's only 5 people here. Hmm. You can't have a better. You don't have a better group date opportunity than this.
The small group date.
To get time with Clayton, and you're going to use it talking about Shanae. That seems like a huge mistake.
People whip each other up into frenzies.
I know.
Unions.
I'm saying she's crossed the line of no return. You can't come back from that now.
Clayton is kind of tired about hearing about Shanae. So when Sierra brings it up, he's like, well, what about the tackles? He tries to like steer it.
Yeah.
Kind of that's involving Shanae, but it's also about the date. Maybe they can jump off from there. And Sierra plays along from it. And then eventually she's like, no, but for real, she sucks and she's tricking you.
Yeah.
And then Genevieve brings her up too.
Clayton says he was shocked to hear the talk about Shanae. Are you really shocked?
Yeah, she doesn't.
You're shocked? I mean, they were.
He must have thought getting rid of Elizabeth.
They were tackling each other for no reason. Obviously, there's some conflict there, Clayton.
Well, that's just football, AB. He must have thought that
once he got rid of
Elizabeth,
Elizabeth and Shanae
are two heads of the same snake, and you cut one off, like, and it's just
there's just one snake. No issues.
That made no sense. No, you know what I mean? Like,
that made no sense. There's still a snake there, Rim.
He thought, yeah, that was terrible. That was one of my worst. But he must have thought that sending Elizabeth home, Elizabeth was the only one who really had a feud with Shanae. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't realize everyone else hated Shanae too.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shanae arrives.
Well, first Genevieve talks about him too, which is alarming. Like you said, I think you mentioned that earlier as well, but that is not good news. And she will be falling for my power rankings if she was on it. I don't remember.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a lot of movement in the tiers this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're Shanae doing arrives. Tears. Tears is here to stay?
Maybe. Not that I say every episode, but...
Sure.
Shanae was in the bottom tier. Genevieve and Elizabeth were in the second tier.
I like tears.
It's a fun way to think about things. It's a fun way to categorize.
There's nothing else to say. I like tears.
Anyway, Shanae arrives. She shows up. I think Clayton was talking with Sarah, I believe, a former one-on-one date recipient.
Yes, you're correct.
He goes, didn't your ass lose the game? Aren't you breaking the rules right now? She goes, no.
Clayton can't even imagine someone. Clayton's such a rule follower. He can't even imagine someone would be breaking the rules.
He has a lot of respect for the concept of winning and losing. The stakes were set. You don't get to go to the bowl game.
He almost said, how'd you get here? It's like, I don't know, the producers brought her here, pal.
Sarah returns and tells everyone what's going on. Sarah also mentioned that she felt like Clayton was excited to see her. I don't think Sarah feels it with Clayton. And I think it goes back to what she said on that date where she was like, you know, I hope you find what you're looking for on the date that was successful. So I don't think Sarah's there. Clayton and Shanae. What did you make of this? He doesn't know why the feuds are still happening. Why are they still talking about you, Shanae?
She talks about how she's being treated by the girls in the house again. And then she mentions overhearing Sierra that morning, and that Sierra is two-faced. Hmm. So she's putting a little doubt in Clayton's head about everything he's going to hear, basically jumping out in front of it.
Yeah.
And somehow it works. I don't... It moves to them kissing. I don't know. It works. I think Clayton likes her.
Well, and he seemed to be enamored with the dress as well. I think that's a factor you can't overlook.
Yeah, with Clayton. Say what you want about Shanae. She does a great job of getting time with Clayton, no matter what the scenario. She's not on a group date, she'll get some time. Group date, she gets loads of time. Remember, was she the one? No, she's not. I get her and Cassidy mixed up. By the pool. Remember when she got all that time at the pool?
That was Cassidy. Yeah.
Either way.
I will say this about perhaps why Clayton is more inclined to believe Shanae's side of the story, if you will. Genevieve and Sierra, and probably a few others, have articulated their feelings about Shanae.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of more broad. We don't like her. She's this type of person, that type of person. A few instances specific, but mostly just like, this is how we feel about her. Even though it's more people who feel negatively about her than feel positively, it's just that. And then Shanae comes in with specific instances of what certain people did to her that day and paints that in a way that's like, I'm being targeted by a group. I think... it's not a right or wrong thing. I think that's a more effective way of presenting the feud if her goal, and it was, is to convince Clayton that she's in the right. So I think that's explanation for why he is inclined to believe Shanae. Also sprinkle in the fact
and
that
I think he
likes her.
Likes her. He's spent a lot of time with her. They've made out a bunch.
Exactly. So I'm not saying like Shanae's right.
No.
Or that the other people are wrong for not liking Shanae. There's a reason why most of them don't. But I think her presenting that to Clayton just worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Agreed.
And now we may be in for a hell of a season if she sticks around long term.
Agreed.
But yeah, they made out. Crazy. When he lifted her up on the bar, whoa, buddy, that's the Peter move of the season so far.
I couldn't believe they kissed.
Kissed at all? Let alone the bar makeout. The bar makeout's a bridge too far. Dude, that's gonna come back to haunt you. She goes back to the group. She says, Genevieve and Sierra, keep my name out of your fucking mouth.
This is a great move.
And then she takes the trophy, throws in the bushes. The women were too stunned to speak. They didn't even say anything. They're like, oh my God.
We just got absolutely owned. Fucking name out of your mouth. She came out of there like a bat out of hell. She was riding high off of getting lifted up onto that bar. I don't think she even expected that type of reciprocation from Clayton. So she was riding high. She can do anything.
She did. I thought she was going to leave without having to go back to them.
I mean, that would
them.
Be the sane thing to do is yeah. just leave. But instead, she storms in there
She's
and
got the
yells
Mario
at them
star right
and
now.
Throws the trophy. She feels so invincible.
Invincible?
She knows what are they going to do? They're going to tattle on me again? He won't believe
them. It doesn't matter. He doesn't believe them. She's invincible right now. Crazy. Let's do power rankings. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
This is after week 4. I'm going with number 4, Susie. Last week's number 4 was Eliza in mine. Eliza had 0 screen time tonight. And
yeah,
there's
gotta go.
There's 2 new people in this.
Sure.
2 people forced away. And number 3 is Shanae.
Wow.
I think Shanae makes top 3.
If you think she gets a hometown.
I think Shanae gets a hometown. That's how confident I am in her staying power.
Wow.
Who's going to take her down? What is going to convince Clayton to send her home?
These women off one at a time.
Yeah. Bow, She's bow, got bow. His ear, as they say. But not quite as much as Rachel, who literally has his ear. Lobe.
In her mouth.
That's number 2. Yeah, in her mouth. That's number 2. That's one of the all-time segues. Rachel's number 2 in my power rankings, leaving Teddy at number 1.
Oh, wow, Teddy.
It's duration. Still. It's duration. I'm not gonna get tricked by the flavor of the week here. Rachel jumped up huge, no doubt. But Teddy had time.
Well, okay. Okay. I couldn't see the connection that Rachel and him had.
Yeah.
And
it's there.
Not have my power rankings reflect that. I just couldn't. That couldn't be me.
All right.
Okay, I got 4, Shanae. 4, Shanae, here to stay. 3, Teddy. I think she's...
That's actually up 1. You had her 4 last week.
Well, yeah, I had people drop out. 2, Serene, who will be getting a one-on-one next week.
I forgot about that. I was going to ask, what is that about? I forgot about that.
She has a one-on-one coming up.
Then we're going to get a mid-episode rose ceremony.
We're never getting back on track unless they do like a 3-hour episode, which I pray they don't do.
Don't even speak that into existence.
I pray they don't do. Okay. Serene's going to have the one-on-one after all the mess is going on. Someone just threw a trophy into the... It's childish what's going on this group date.
Serene's
going to
distract him from the chaos.
Serene's going to be that...
It's going to be Serene. Yeah. The adjective.
Exactly. That's why she's number 2. She was already on my list, I think, last week.
Yeah, she was 2 last week.
Okay, so she's still there. She's getting a one-on-one. Number 1, Rachel.
Love it.
Those two are in love. Not saying she's going to win. I'm just saying right now, those two are in love. So, do what you want with that. Okay, they're in love.
Those are power rankings. Let's jump to the mailbag next. Last week's question was, how much shrimp? No. And also, who are your favorites? There's a huge response to the mailbag, as we mentioned. A lot of first-time texters. Thank you to everyone who texted in. This is from Melissa. The amount of shrimp depends on the type and intent of the meal, but what was cooked was in no way enough. If it's mealtime, you need a minimum of 8 per person with a side or in a salad or a pasta. If this is an app, at least 6 per person. However, those looked like pretty wimpy shrimp. These weren't some typical appetizer shrimp like coconut or tempura or those giant Gulf ones. These were clearly shrimp you throw in a salad, stir fry, or a pasta. You need a minimum of 8 per person, preferably 10. I've never felt compelled enough to write in before, but thank you for asking this important question. We got a lot of that. A lot of texts were like,
I had to comment.
I got to say something.
Someone has to speak out on this.
Thank you, Melissa. 410 area code. Depends on the kind of shrimp. Jumbo butterfly? Question mark? But let's pretend we're talking normal average shrimp. If I were a contestant, I'd consider anyone with shellfish allergies, then make a small plate amount, or appetizer size, or kids' meal size for each eating lady. It's a great low-carb food. Then slather them in butter and garlic, Elizabeth style. Each person should get 7. 15 times 7 is 105. I'd make 105 shrimp. Remember, I'm from Maryland, and shrimp is a big deal here. Need Old Bay on them. Any leftovers get cut up, mixed with crab meat, stuff that in a split chicken breast, and make chicken Chesapeake. You better believe them ladies would be. You better believe them ladies would be crying when I didn't get a rose at the rose ceremony. Thank you, 410 area code. Amy from Delaware. At first, I thought the shrimp were supposed to be a snack, which would mean each person would get 3 to 4 shrimp and then have a meal later. The fact that Elizabeth said this was supposed to be lunch is unacceptable! 3 exclamation points. At minimum, each person should get 6 shrimp, assuming additional sides would be provided.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure my 1-year-old could eat as many shrimp as Shanae took. Damn.
God damn, your 1-year-old puts down on the shrimp.
Down on them shrimp, but wait, what?
Down on them shrimp, boy.
That took me a minute. Like, wow,
my
cow.
Goodness, the 1-year-old.
Can't even talk.
You imagine a 1-year-old just pounding shrimp?
Yeah, that's like that Hezbollah kid. Favorites for this season include people who I think are on The Bachelor. This is confusing, so I'll say it again. Favorites for this season include people who I think are on The Bachelor but are actually on Joe Millionaire. Hopefully we can get past the Sinead drama so we can get to the show some of these women and Clayton a little better. Thank you, Amy. 617 area code. I love the conversation on this week's podcast about the correct number of shrimp. My brother, cousins, and I have a years-long theory that we won't eat shrimp if there are only a few pieces left. We always say that no shrimp is better than just a few pieces. Once you start eating shrimp, you want at least 10 pieces. This is a continuing topic of conversation at family parties. Thank you, 617. I disagree. I mean, if someone offered me the last three stacks, barbecue stacks, I wouldn't say, oh, I need a whole can. It's a can or nothing for me. I'd eat the fucking 3 stacks, buddy.
I would eat the one, but it's inconsiderate.
I think that's where we know where you fall.
I don't know. I think I would rather have 0 shrimp than 1 shrimp. Now, 3 shrimp? Give me the 3.
I'd take
1 shrimp? No.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You want this last shrimp?
You want this last shrimp? No. Where were the rest of them?
This is from Rachel. The shrimp scampi at Cheesecake Factory comes with 6 shrimp. We can all agree that they are known for wildly huge portions. I'm not saying you guys are wrong, but it seems Cheesecake Factory is. Tongue out, one eye closed, one eye wide emoji.
I like that emoji.
I think she thinks we're wrong. Suzanne from Montreal. Thank you, Rachel. No joke. If there are 20 people, I'm with you guys. I make 200
shrimp.
Well,
that's shrimp. With pasta. Hold, back up. Back the fuck up, Rim. Cheesecake Factory, it opinions. Comes with some pasta, I assume. Okay.
I think there was some pasta here. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at the shrimp. I'm looking at this thing. There's a mound of pasta.
Cheesecake Factory or the from the
Cheesecake
show?
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cheesecake Factory comes 6 shrimp around a mound of pasta. Yeah. You're filled
I think a lot
up
of
by
people,
the pasta.
I think a lot of people look at shrimp as like a one piece of a larger meal. We're talking
no,
about like
no,
just
no, no.
A shrimp as chips.
I'll eat shrimp for any meal or any snack, as long as there's enough.
Suzanne from Montreal. No joke. If there are 20 people, I'm with you guys. I make 200 shrimp.
200, yeah.
And even at 10 per person, I'm not convinced. So I make each...
You bump it up.
...person 2 fish tacos. Suzanne's got a whole menu.
Where are you getting
2
the fish tacos?
And a lobster salad.
What?
There might be vegetarian people, so I make sure I have tofu. So I make sure I have tofu on hand and ready to grill. But not everyone likes tofu, so I'll get corn on the cob. We'll need lots of those because the non-vegetarian might want some. So 40 corn on the cob, and I'll also estimate
okay.
5 beers.
No.
One
you don't need
wine.
2 corn on the cobs per
we're
person.
Even, we're
that's,
even half done
going,
with this AB.
You're going too far.
And 5
you're
beers and 1
much.
Bottle of wine per person. 1 bottle of wine per person. This is a rave. But the cops are coming.
They were having
party.
Fun. If you remember back a week ago, they were having fun.
But then there is white and red, so who knows what the people prefer. So I get 15 red and 15 white. Money is no object to Suzanne for this party. Also, let's make sure that the hard liquor cabinet is full for the real ones. Importantly, some people might have to drive home. so I need coffee to give them a kick. Or tea, because, you know, tea drinkers.
Well, now we've gone off the rail. We're talking about driving home. We're not even talking about the Bachelor Nation anymore, Rim. We're talking about in the Bachelor Mansion. No one's like driving anywhere.
Mocktails are an option, and snacks for the evening are a must.
You're talking about catering a party is what... Who is this? Brittany? Did you say Brittany?
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Finally, I'll make sure I have bread, milk, and all the ingredients to make pancakes in the morning, because that will be fun. And this is how you, quote, make lunch for everyone. Thank you, Suzanne.
This started out as an innocent lunch to a fancy dinner party in a morning after.
301 area code. I agree that the amount Elizabeth cooked was not enough and she should not have offered shrimp to everyone. Maybe just one other person. By your standards for number of shrimp per person. However, it was just rude of Shanae to take so much, not even leaving enough for Elizabeth herself. Was there not other food for her to eat? Clearly there was, because she made more shrimp later. I just think she used it as a way to be vindictive to Elizabeth again. Thank you, 301.
Damn, I'm on the Cheesecake Factory here. They got these avocado egg rolls?
Holy. I've never been to a Cheesecake Factory.
Their menu
is, yeah, isn't it? It's like a book.
Is gigantic.
Well, I learned from Gordon Ramsay that's not good.
That's not a good sign. But I have the few things I've had from there I liked, so I got no issues. I'm looking at pictures here, scrolling through.
Doesn't it look like a casino? Looks like the inside of a casino, Cheesecake Factory. That kind of decor.
Yeah, I'd say that's
like
fair.
The MGM Grand.
Yeah, type of. Yeah, that's very fair.
High ceilings. All right. We got to keep going. We got a lot more.
I got to get off this menu.
Lexi from Michigan. I've listened to your podcast for years, all capitals, and I've never texted into the mailbag. But I absolutely had to answer your shrimp question.
This might be my favorite question I've asked.
Yes.
Of all the episodes.
I agree.
And the responses.
Obviously, Elizabeth didn't make enough to feed all the women, which should be a bare minimum of 6 per person, especially if there's no other side. Throw in some veggies, rice, and pasta, and I could be talked into 4 per person if I'm being generously low. But 1? Absolutely not. And the image JB painted of all 4 burners going at once to make hundreds of shrimp had me laughing so hard and would have made an incredible segment on the show. Just imagine cutting from Sarah's date to the house with Elizabeth cooking up a storm with an absurd amount of shrimp. Everyone eating, packing up some leftovers, and just going back to the date like nothing happened. Thank you, Lexi.
I just picture myself on this, if I was on this show... How many times I would almost start a fire, because I have no idea how to cook for this amount of people, but I'd try. So I'd have the burners going, I'd have the fucking oven going. It'd be dangerous in there. I'd be trying to cook for everyone.
913 area code. Shrimp. You are thinking like men. Women look at a bowl of shrimp and consider who needs to eat. This isn't dinner, it's a snack. Take 2 and move on. Come back if there is more available. Shanae knew she was hogging the shrimp because it was Elizabeth. Thank you, 913 area code.
Interesting.
Kate from Austin. You easily need 5 shrimp per person and definitely don't call it lunch. Random pieces of shrimp on their own are an appetizer or snack at best.
That's the problem. People have focused on that. She called it lunch.
The original Elizabeth sin of this, yeah.
Called it lunch. If she didn't call it lunch... I wouldn't give her a pass, but I would be more understanding.
This is still Kate. In regards to the women I like from this season, I'm really enjoying what we see of Rachel and Gabby. They seem like real people with actual personalities. I love getting to see their quirkiness bring about more natural interactions with Clayton as well. This is something you referred to, AB. So much of the one-on-one time is generic and boring. It's nice to see people laugh and seemingly be themselves, not just try to project some perfect girl stereotype. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, whatever, Rim. Get to the more shrimp content.
All right. Sarah in Pittsburgh. Just wanted to weigh in on the shrimp question since I'm planning my wedding and doing a lot of catering research. According to a wedding catering guide, the typical serving for one person is 3 ounces of shrimp. This can be 12 to 20 small shrimp per person, depending on the size of the shrimp. So 12 shrimp per person for 15 people is 180 shrimp. So Shanae actually didn't even need a full portion, and AB was spot on with needing 200 shrimp for that number of people. Thank you, Sarah.
I know my shrimp.
This is Patty. Shrimp regulations / justice for Shanae. The gold standard must be, of course, Larry David. on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the shrimp incident. Let me briefly pause and say, number one, I can't believe I forgot this.
I can't either.
We didn't reference it.
It just happened, didn't it? Was this a long time ago?
This is a long time ago.
Maybe there's a different... No, I'm thinking of the sushi incident.
I was thinking of like a... What to name the episode?
They have the Chinese food.
Yes.
With the
shrimp.
He
dedicates a whole episode to appropriate shrimp allocation because his guys at one of the networks or whatever picked up his...
Ate some of his shrimp, and took
some shrimp out of there.
Yeah.
It was a pasta, but he still took some shrimp out of there. Anyway. The whole episode is dedicated to appropriate shrimp allocation. It is 10 per serving. It aligns with Rim and AB's correct standard. Thank you, Patty.
I can't believe we forgot that, too.
That's...
insane.
For as much as we try to wedge that
humiliating,
in here,
I'd say.
That's embarrassing.
Humiliating that we didn't remember that.
Jordan from Atlanta. As far as the stars go, this season will be like Peter's season, launching so many stars. The easiest one is Susie. She looks like Hannah Brown, but she's more dynamic of a person with her experience living in Asia and her fighting background. Sarah and Gabby will also make great stars. Notice how producers continue to stock Gabby with timely props, like the two Clayton pillows and the aloe she used to stick the leather jacket to him. They love her, and she has Demi potential in the franchise. Thank you, Jordan. Hmm. Gabby gets a lot of one-liners in, too.
Yeah.
This is Jack from Wisconsin. I just wanted to say that the most glaring oversight from producers of all time, this was the most glaring oversight of producers of all time. They had a football date and ended up playing 6 versus 7. With the Olympian on the team with 7. I didn't confirm this, but I'm going to take Jack from his word here.
Wow.
And they sent Elizabeth home for no reason prior to this, when instead she could have been on the field getting lit up by Sinead Butkus on national television. Thank you,
and
Jack.
And it would have been 7-on-7.
This is from Caitlin. Question one, I think you need to plan shrimp 6 to 10 shrimp per person minimum. Might be able to go less if there is pasta or rice to go with it. Question two, I really like Gabby. She seems super quirky, and I audibly laughed several times at things she did. Side note, all the hate for Clayton because we didn't see much of him on Michelle's season is interesting because the leads were always random people for about the first half of seasons of The Bachelor, and Matt James was also a, quote, random person. It just seems like people haven't given him a fair shot, no fault of his own. Thank you, Caitlin, from Missouri. Missouri, where Clayton's from. That was the bit there.
I heard you.
Okay. This is from Amy in Maryland. A note on Clayton's hoodie and blazer combination. We're done with the shrimp, by the way, AB, so try to keep paying attention. Clayton's hoodie and blazer combination.
I got a side project I'm on right now, actually. Sorry.
It's possible that he's not actually wearing two separate articles of clothing there. There are blazers which have detachable inserts that are made to look like a hoodie is layered underneath. It's also a thing in women's fashion. Amy, thank you. I totally believe that. Come on, man. Growing up, listen. I've seen hoodies that aren't really hoodies that are attached to it, or like the shirts with the fake long sleeves underneath.
Yeah.
Remember those pants that used to be able to zipper off and make them into shorts? I've seen it all. All right? That wouldn't shock me if Clayton
doesn't excuse
that.
This.
It still looks silly. Thank you to everyone who texted in. AB, what is next week's question for the mailbag?
I want to know where you sit on Shanae. This was a very pro Shanae podcast, I'd say. Too pro.
I like having a different angle. You know, it's like being a sports radio host. You got to be a little contrarian sometimes.
So I'd like to hear the other side. I just want to hear all the sides.
All right. 773-234-7794.
Rim, I'm counting the dishes at Cheesecake Factory here. You wouldn't guess how many.
Put it into an Excel spreadsheet.
Guess
or something?
How many meals they have.
48.
Way too low.
192.
Let me do the math here.
Which, by the way, is divisible by 48. I know my tables.
110.
Okay.
That's too many.
Yeah.
That's too many.
There's got to be a lot of overlap there. Like same meal with a different bun.
No.
Interesting.
No. That's like not including apps, small plates, and snacks.
There might be more dinner combinations at Cheesecake Factory than there are atoms on the earth.
Someone should do a TikTok where they review just Cheesecake Factory items. They do the whole menu and they rate. I mean, that's a million subscribers.
That's $1 million idea.
That's easy.
That's easy.
I'll tell you,
I'm not impressed by that suggestion. That is just like the obvious $1 million idea. Yeah, when you talk about Cheesecake Factory.
That's easy.
All right. Do you have a headline of the week?
Yeah. Headlines are tough out there right now, Rim. All the headlines are either bashing Clayton or bashing Shanae. There's no good content out there.
All right. Well, do you have any of those? I'd like to hear those.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
This one made me laugh. So I was going to do it as a joke, but it ended up me reading the article and being very entertained by it. It's from cheatsheet.com.
I don't know about this one.
The Bachelorette. What has Robbie Hayes been up to since JoJo's season? Should we even have
this segment anymore?
and I said, when I read that, I said he's been fucking all over. He's been on every reality show.
Siesta Key possible. Star.
He's been all sorts of stuff. Then I read, it's worse than even I thought, Rim. He's dated so many people specifically to get on reality TV shows. he should be ashamed of himself. Okay? Let me tell you who all he's
don't hate the player, hate the game. Or love the game.
At first I was going to do a joke. I thought I knew everything there was to know about Robert. Okay? He's been on Bachelor in Paradise after the show. He dated Amanda and cheated on her. Allegedly.
Well, he did put those glow in the dark rings in the bottom of the pool.
Yeah. He then dated Lindsay Chrisley. Do you know anything about Chrisley's Knows Best?
Yeah, they do those promos after Raw sometimes.
Yeah, that's how I know Chrisley's Knows Best. Yeah. Cuz they're always the commercial and the show after Raw. Yeah. So I'm a little familiar with them, okay? He then dated Sheena Shea. From Vanderpump Rules. All of these interact with my life too. Everything he's done is except for the last one. Then he dated someone from Siesta Keys. I didn't watch that show, but I'm familiar with it. Robbie,
I'm sure we'd love it.
Just dating reality stars to get on the shows. He's then on all those shows too.
I got to tell you something. Three. That's not an appalling number. I need four. If you were to name four people who he's dated to get
this
on the
was
shows,
four. Amanda, Lindsay. Amanda doesn't really count, though, because he was going to be on that show.
Lindsay. Chrisley.
Chrisley. Sheena Shea. Juliet Porter.
Yeah, you didn't mention that last one. What's she from?
Siesta Keys.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. That's on me. That's confusion.
It's on me.
All right. Yeah, four is appalling.
That's appalling to get on the show.
Hey, man, you know, you're just hanging out. Everybody's hanging out. These stars are all hanging out together.
That's not a social circle.
That's like getting on an actor for dating four other actors.
No, it's not like that. Because he's like using these to get on the shows, and then he's on the show. Yeah. Hey, he was on Vanderpump for like a day, for like an episode. It's a joke.
Fucking Robbie.
Robbie is a joke.
That is funny. All right, is that it?
Yeah, that started out as a joke, and then I was intrigued.
What are the headlines bashing Clayton you've referenced? Don't Google them, just from memory.
They find him boring. That's all.
Do you have an opinion on that?
I think he's... I don't have an issue with Clayton at this point.
I don't either.
He seems fine. Genuine. Nice.
Probably naive, almost.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
You could argue that he's naive based on how he handled this Shanae thing.
Yeah.
Okay, the Rose League scoring update. Did you do it this week?
No, I forgot.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Humiliating. Legitimately humiliating.
Yeah, this is...
I have no excuse. I'll try to do better.
Well, no, I'll spin it. It's like when, you know, you break your streak, either a Duolingo streak or like going to the gym or eating healthy streak of days. Once you break
Snapchat streak.
I've never had Snapchat. Shout out to me. But once you break the streak, it's easier to just keep
not
the streak
do it
broken
again.
For a while.
Yeah. Again. Like, just not do it for a while.
Hang out.
So I meant to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I meant to go to the gym too.
I need more push notifications. I usually don't call for more push notifications.
Most people argue for the opposite of that.
I think I'm calling for more push notifications.
All right. Well,
How'd you do?
I don't think you care. 156 points.
I don't. I really don't.
I knew you won. I got 451st out of 743. It should be noted, participation is plummeting. 743 is
lower than
what we used
to. It was easy to forget.
AB.
I forgot. One of the hosts of the show that is the group is about forgot.
Yeah, that's totally out of character.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? Not enough push notifications.
Not enough push notifications.
I'm 491st overall. So, Team Madison P is in solo first on the season with 636 points. Team Audra and Team Brit 31 tied for first this week with 245 points.
Oh, just two people?
Yeah, so you both get stickers.
Wow.
Congrats. Message us, we'll send you a sticker. That's it. Went long. Rosecast. Thanks for listening.
Good episode.
Anything else, AB?
No. No, I'm having a good time.
All right, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.